Chair Kenny, you can still hear me, yes? It's an audio day today. Henry, can you still hear me?
Yes, sir.
We can hear you, Ian.
Still not quite. Okay, this is the Netherland Fire Protection District Board of Directors regular meeting, November the 4th, 2020. This meeting is being recorded. We'll start with roll call. Ian Owen Powell, present. Patrick Richardson.
Present.
Willis?
Present.
That sounded like a break. Todd, can you hear us?
Yeah, I'm present.
Okay, thank you. Henry Zerber?
Yes.
Good. And Chief Durr?
Present. Present, did you get that?
We may be having some internet issues tonight just to make life more fun. I'm going to call the meeting to order at 19:04. Just to welcome Chief Durr back to our meetings and to work. I made a couple of changes to the agenda, some late breaking things, particularly around I'm going to make a motion that we approve the agenda as it stands. Can I get a second?
I'll second.
Patrick?
Aye.
Yep.
Henry, good?
Yep.
Ray?
Yes.
I'm sorry about the lateness of getting them in. Can we approve the minutes from October the 7th, or do you need more time to digest them?
I read the minutes as far as I can follow it, they follow our meeting, and I put a motion forward to approve the minutes as written.
Second.
I approve also. Aye.
Yes.
I have a public statement to read. Just give me a second. We did there. Thank you. So I have a public statement from Travis Brock. Dear Netherland Fire Protection District Board of Directors, this is in response to the recent board meeting in which the employment contract of Chief Durr was brought into question. professional relationships with mutual personnel. My response here is in support of Chief Dare and his integrity of leadership through my experience. I am not here to speak on events or emotions of any particular event. I am not a member of your agency. However, I have many years of experience working with your department in a variety of functions and responses as the Ski Patrol Director of Eldora since 2012. Concern and response here. Chief Dare has been a respected and effective partner of the ski area for many years. He has enabled our response network, guided protocols, consulted on communications infrastructure and response planning, and offered unbridled support and resources to ensure our objectives. He is a huge asset to the Ski Patrol and a mentor for myself and our Ski Patrol leadership. I find our operational setting, despite their best intentions. However, it is Chief Dare, present or not, that will follow up with me, not the captains, not the members, the board of directors or others. I appreciate his call and his candor. He is always in support of NFPD members and steadfastly defends the actions of his personnel and seeks to Chief Dare has played a critical role in supporting the Eldora Ski Patrol and developed a relationship that enables coordinated response and education for both agencies. We share mutual personnel, creating challenging priorities at times. However, at the end of the day, Chief Dare has always supported his members and made honest recommendations for their opportunities within the Eldora Ski Patrol. His experience and leadership is undoubtedly missed and needed in a time of recent community wildfire threats and upcoming winter community challenges. I look forward to continued coordination and connection between our operations. Please feel free to reach out for me. Thank you. Travis Brock, Ski Patrol Director of Eldora. Travis, the board thanks you for your input. We have a kind of tight timeline on our meeting this evening. The board has a special executive session at 8 o'clock to meet with our legal representative to obtain some legal advice. So the agenda is fairly light and we may have to split it into two parts. So I apologize for that. I had to work around the new member presentation. So presentation and recognition to Joe Luna on completing his rookie book and Firefighter One and becoming a department member. Joe, would you like to come forward?
There's a small token of our appreciation.
But in for
that. Okay, moving into the operational report. The concealed weapons policy is still a work in progress. The chief sent me a policy from a neighboring department. we had a discussion amongst the command staff. I don't know if there's any work, any movement on that.
There is.
Rick's here with us.
I put together a draft that the shift officers are reviewing right now.
Okay.
And then we'll, once, a couple days, probably send it up the chain.
Sounds good. Vehicle status up at station. But we're still in contact with the buyer. We just, he's just obviously having time issues getting up here. In terms of policies, Charlie's produced proposed reserve and member policies.
Reserve and recruit.
Reserve and recruit, I apologize. Which I have looked through, I have some comments, I need to feed them back to him and discuss them. Any comments on old business?
No.
Hey, Ian, this is Henry. I was wondering, I was I saw the format of the agenda. I didn't really question that, but is there going to be a space to review the Treasurer's report as well?
Yes, there is. I apologize.
And I'm sorry, I should have brought that up before we approved the agenda. I just...
No worries. I appreciate you bringing it up. On that note, Treasury support, I will hand you over to Todd.
Okay, I just wanted to ask everybody, is the audio going in and out with everybody else?
Yeah, it is. I'm catching maybe about 2/3 of what's being said.
Okay.
It seems to be on Ian's side, right? Because I can hear Patrick and Todd and Ray pretty well.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering myself. Okay. Okay, so as far as our balance sheet is concerned, our total funds are $574,575. What we have in reserve is $323,000 basically. We have $1,468 in accounts receivable, which is really our fire inspection billing that was billed but not received. And our accounts payable is standing at 20K. And so that leaves us with a total unreserved funds of $233,452.76. Any questions so far? You want to go on to the next sheet? Oh, go ahead.
I'll have some questions on the check register and the October income and expense and the year-to-date income expense, but I'll make it quick. But I'll do it whenever you're ready.
Okay. So looking at our income for the month, we had tax revenues of $8,554.99. Year to date, we're about $6,700 under budget for income for October. And that for the month of October, but year to date, we are $23,500 over budget. We had other income for the month of October of $22,700, and that was primarily wildfire fighting reimbursement of $21,275. And then to reach our budgeted total income of $992,000, we have about $12,000 remaining to bring in to meet that total income budget. Okay, let's move on to expense.
Actually, just before you do, because we put some vehicles out on Calwood and left hand, we've got some additional income that's going to come in to help us meet our budget requirements if we get a shortfall. I haven't got numbers for that on me.
Thanks, Ian. I want to move on to the expense summary. Expense. There you go. And for the month of October, we are $34,000 overspent for the month of October. Year to date, we're about $23,000 overspent. For the month of October, we had other expenses of about $12,000 for wildfire labor and grants. And then we did end up paying, one of the reasons why we're so far over budget for October is because the $33,000 pension was paid in October, as budgeted for September. And then we paid about $3,000 of the total human resources ticket of about $13,500 for the year. And so essentially, let's then go on to the next final recommendation page. And essentially, I think that we should continue to delay paying for the life packs until get out into the final month or so. And then we just got to closely watch expenses through the end of the year and push what we can into FY 2021. But we're not, I don't think we're in dire shape. We got the money coming in for the wildfire deployments. And that we have some of the contingency to reserve funds that won't be used because we missed out on a number of grants for the year as well. Henry, you have some questions?
Yeah, and I'll try to make it quick. Shouldn't be much at all. On the check register, I noticed at the very end, October 28, we wrote two checks to Ian Irvin Powell. I would assume those are some reimbursables that he spent from his personal account that the fire department's reimbursing him for something. Is that correct?
Ian?
You lost me again.
Henry is asking about the two checks that were written out to you for reimbursement.
Yes, I got that.
That's something you spent personally and the fire department just reimbursed you for it?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, it was the transcripts and then the three.
That's right. I'm fine with that. On the October income and expense statement, I noticed a credit on the liability insurance. Todd, is that correct? We got a credit back?
On the liability insurance, I would have to check into that. I don't know exactly what that is for.
Henry, we removed a number of vehicles from our insurance policy. Those were paid whenever we paid for the insurance. So that's probably what the credit is.
Okay, so that went into, that's a liability insurance credit?
That's right.
Yeah, that's fine. Okay, cool. Thank you.
Thanks, Steve.
We did some station one maintenance of $1,200 roughly. Do we know what that all was about?
Some of that was the air filters. We put those under station maintenance.
Okay.
So that's $607. I don't know what.
sounds like Ian is broken up again. I mean, as long as we agree to the amounts and there's nothing, you know, wrong about these amounts, that they're fine with me. I noticed the pension fund we paid, got some income from fire inspection billing, other income. I was wondering about that. So we had wildland fire reimbursement of $21,275. And then we had wildland firefighting payroll of $6,100, which would be great because we have more income than expense. My guess would be there's going to be more expense at some point. Todd, real quick on the year-to-date income and expense sheet, a couple items. I saw the internet expense on there. I saw the HR consulting. Legal fees obviously have jumped up a little bit. You know, they are at $6,600 versus our formerly budgeted $1,000. Medical supplies is at almost $11,000 versus our budgeted $5,000. Is that a function of getting rid of some of the outdated medication and buying new medication?
Yes, that's my understanding. That's right.
Okay. Spent some money on bunker gear, looks like it. Vehicle maintenance seems also way over budget. Engine one, the biggest piece of, you know, 27,000 of that is from engine one. We all know why we did that. Spent some money on the ward. So my question's on the bottom. So we have an EMS provider grant that's under income of $30,000. Then further down, we have an EMS grant expense of $33,840. So I don't understand maybe the correlation between the two, like why we would, this should have been probably a grant that wasn't 100% match, right?
Yes.
Yeah. That's actually something that Ian and I were talking about, and I'm going to follow up with Kathy on that. Ian was thinking that some of it may have happened in 2019, and the remainder was in 2020. But I need to follow up with her and just get the details behind that EMS grant and how that hit our financials.
Right. And then the last item I had a question about was on the year-to-date income and expense. We have a wildland fire reimbursement of $21,275, then a number of $6,800 for wildland fires. I don't know if that's a labor reimbursement as well, could be, but then on the bottom, as of today, we spend $41,106 on total wildfire. So we are we're somewhat upside down year to date, you know, have an income of $28,000 versus an expense of $41,000. Is that how you read that too, Todd?
Well, actually, there's, Ian and I also talked about that before the meeting, and I guess there's a lot of billing that just went out that didn't show up in our accounts receivable yet because it didn't make Kathy's summary sheets. And so we're expecting, I think Ian touched on it a little bit before. I don't have the number, and he didn't really have the number off the top of his head, but I think, and of course, I don't know if we can hear Ian or not, but he was thinking that it may have fallen in somewhere in the range of 20,000 that we get a reimbursement for on that billing. Is that correct, Ian? Or approximate?
Yeah, I hope you can hear me. We shouldn't be upside down on the wildland billing once it all goes through the system.
Okay, so basically we paid wages out and expenses, but we haven't recovered all that yet.
Henry, that's right. That should be how it works, is that we're floating the payout to the employees that were on the fire and are waiting reimbursement for that. So typically expenses would exceed income until we're fully reimbursed.
Right. That's I assume that would be the case. I just wanted that to be verified.
Going back to EMS, the projected budgeted EMS expense would probably be under other expense, and I don't have it in front of me, is probably the expense for the life patent grant that we expected. And the EMS income is likely reimbursement for the grant on the quick response vehicle carryover from 19.
Right.
I think that we thought that was extraction tools, wasn't it?
Or extrication tools, you're correct.
Yeah,
But sometimes those, oh, and I'm sorry, I'll flush that out for you. Thanks, Todd, I was wrong here. We purchased the higher end tool set that had an upgrade, and that's why it was 34 instead of 30, is my understanding. Does that make sense?
It kind of does. I vaguely remember that actually now that you're talking about this. So I'll be reminded. Yeah,
Henry, I'll follow up. Oh, I'm sorry, Rick. Go ahead.
No, that's all I got.
Okay, and Henry, I just wanted to say I'll follow up also on the what the outstanding billing is or accounts receivable are for plant fires.
Sure. Awesome. Yep. I have no further question on the statement.
I think you saw all the things that we saw in there that we were going to follow up with Kathy with. So all good.
I was wondering on the wildfire reimbursement, how much of that is going to go back out for pay wages?
Most of it usually goes back as a reimbursement, is my understanding. This time.
Ian, we've lost you again.
I think Ian was going to say we had some trucks out there, so we ought to get reimbursed a little heavier this time.
Between 15 and 20, apparently, is what I heard. Give me 1 second. Can you guys hear me, or am I still breaking up?
We can hear you now.
Where do you go? I got some up-to-date numbers from Jim late today on our responses this year. I haven't really had time to filter them, but quickly looking through these, there's a number of status one calls, it looks like, still. But turnout looks like it's been pretty good. We had excellent turnout for the wildland fires. So that's always good.
Ian, it's my understanding we're at 377 for the year, and we had three status ones in October.
Thank you. I appreciate that update. So we're around about where we normally are, which surprises me a little bit. I thought we might be a bit quieter as all the open lands are now closed, and maybe that'll turn up this month. Chief, did you have anything that you wanted to add operationally? I know.
No, not really. I haven't had much time to get my feet under me.
We bought a new valve for 01, so I'll try to get that. I just saw it on the table in there. So
okay.
Hopefully I get that in this week.
Okay. I hope that's it, because that's just an ongoing painful thing. Okay, I think we just caught ourselves up, so it's good. So the main new business first.
Yeah, and we've lost you again.
I'm going to try switching audio to my phone to see how well that goes. Give me a second.
Okay. Can anybody hear me?
Yep.
Yes.
Apologies for that. Technology for us, I'm afraid. Main purpose of this meeting was to look at our 2021 budget. I'd done some work on it, and then Chief did some work on it earlier this week and changed on some of the numbers for us and updated them. So basically, our projected income this year is around about $984,000. Chief and I come up with different numbers. His is probably closer. So he gave it 983,417. By the time we've paid all the bills, paid all the staff, and done everything we do just to get the doors open, that leaves us with roughly $100,000 of money we have left to expend. I did do three options on the budget. I'm pretty happy with the chief's final option because he has a bit more insight than I do into there, but I'll just quickly run through what the changes are and what the options may be if we wanted to go a different direction. For this year, we've added website charges as we start to use Streamline for our website, which has made life a little bit easier in terms of updating things. There was an option of adding to that an intranet site, which I put in my first budget option. I think it would be a good idea in terms of communication. But I'm happy to discuss that and talk about other ways we might be able to get better communication amongst the membership and the staff and the department. We basically added in a 3% pay rise cost of living adjustment for wages. We've obviously added HR support function to the department. They're now on board and we're keeping them pretty busy, I think, at the moment. So the standard contract for them is $18,000. I allowed another $600 for them coming to site, which seems to be in line with what we're seeing with them at the moment. Chief added a couple of items for me. We have some communications repair outstanding, which I was unaware of. So he's added those in. We had previously discussed the narcotic safe and camera and put it in this budget. So I added that in. And that looked like it was coming in at $2,000 for a safe the size that we need. And then an internet-enabled camera to monitor access to it. The big changes in this are that we've broken out specifically PPE that we know we need to buy the new recruits next year. So for Structure 5, we've got like a $15,000 budget in there, which depending on which vendor we go with, will probably buy us about either 5 or 6 sets of full PPE. And then same with the Wildland, we have a $10,000 number in there for that. I'm trying to think about the future a little bit in this budget and making sure we've got money to replace our structure and Wildland gear as it ages out. We have quite a lot of gear that's at 7 years now. So we have 3 years to figure out how we're going to replace that. And this can always become a budget match if we can find, sorry, a grant match if we can find a grant to do that too. But it just concerns me that we don't have any allowance for that. EMS PPE obviously is a lot cheaper. So we have a couple of numbers in there for that. And we're going to do a continuing replacement on that. We need to get some nice uniforms for our staff, or new uniforms for our staff, new Class B shirts. And pricing for that came in for two uniforms for everybody, one pair of boots, about $3,400. It's probably slightly under. Clothing is really just t-shirts and caps. We need t-shirts for our members. We have some triple extra larges if anybody wants to join his triple extra large. We don't have any kind of small or mediums and larges, so we need to fix that. Big difference between option one and the other options is that I was starting to think about vehicle replacement fund. I think we need to have a much longer conversation about that. I had a conversation with Chief on Monday about that, about how we try and work that into our available budget. So in the option three, which I would recommend, we are not thinking about doing any VRP next year. We added in the ISO testing that I had to, we discussed a couple of months ago, so that we have money in there to do that. And then I suspect the ISO testing is probably going to throw some hose replacement at us. And I think we need to start looking at generally replacing some of our hose on a more regular schedule. Without going out and putting it all off the trucks, I'm not sure of the age of all of it, but I'm pretty sure it's at or near end of life. $1,200 for just general equipment maintenance. And then Chief tells me we need to replace our DeWalt tools in our rescue truck. And that came in, he reckons that's about $2,000. One of the items that both Patrick and I are keen that we start doing is fit testing. The number of $1,800, that was one that was mentioned to me earlier in the year. And Chief, I think your question there is buying into Black Hawk Fire. Is that correct?
Correct. And their fit testing. So I spoke just but with MES, and it's 70 a test with those guys. And I know that Blackhawk and Timberline share a tester, and I just went down there. So I'm going to approach them and probably for the that we can buy in for that amount, and that would give us better accessibility.
Okay.
Timberline Fire, they were going to test Blackhawk.
Okay. That's good. I can do the 3 year at the moment. But Chief, you reckon about $70 a test?
That's my understanding with MES.
Yeah. I mean, that probably comes in about right. We can discuss that one further, but as a budget item, I think that's a reasonable number. Vehicle maintenance, we left at $20,000. After all the maintenance we've done this year, I'm hoping that we can stay within that budget. That's the one that's killed us this year in terms of budgeting, but obviously needed to be done. I see you put a question mark on immunizations, Chief. I put that I put a value in there. We had a discussion in the board about offering flu shots. And if anybody comes up with a COVID-19 immunization, I think it would be a reasonable expectation for the district to fund that for staff and members.
Sure. May I? So we did that a number of years ago, and in fact would buy 10 dose vials of flu vaccine. And what we found out is that we gave about 3 doses and the other 7 stayed in the vial and got thrown away. And so with most people having private insurance, it will cover that. I certainly think it would be incumbent on the district for people uninsured that are members, that we should absolutely try and pick that up. I guess what I'm saying though is that we thought it was a great idea years ago and then we didn't use it very effectively. So that's kind of why I reduced the amount.
Yeah, we tried to do the buying the vaccines ourselves and that seems to have got a lot more complicated. So we ended up with the policy that if it's free with your insurance, you should do it. If you incur a cost, then bring that back to us and we'll reimburse for it.
Yeah, I concur on all that.
Okay. The other numbers in membership I took basically from actual numbers from 19 and 20, just to bring them a little bit more in line. I didn't really like this number. I feel it comes out a little bit more like that, but I think you may have had other ideas of what we were putting in there. But to balance the budget for this year, $4,000 in there. The only other question was, do you have a feel for the pension fund contribution this year? I couldn't find any information on that.
Yeah, I calculated it out. And so, and you're talking the volunteer pension fund?
The volunteer pension fund, yes.
Yeah, if you go to the top of this form, so it's 0.5 mil. It'll be under income, and I calculated that out.
Yeah.
Real estate tax pension. Yeah. So the 31,500 is 0.5 mil. And then we typically also give them the SOT portion, which is 1,575. So that would be our contribution.
Okay. And that, we set that contribution, it's not set by the state.
It is statutorily defined as 0.5, and then that SOT, which is typically somewhere around 6%, we go ahead and fund that also.
I understand.
Okay.
Thank you for the clarity on that. And then really the end of the budget, it was pretty much the same as last year. We had a flat fee for the fire training center, some money in the budget for fire training, which is generally, I believe, fire academy, and then medical training, which is generally tends to go either towards CEs or EMT school. So that basically gave us a balanced budget at this point. I didn't do, I'm not quite sure how you magicked that last year, the 72,000 for capital reserve and grant match. So next year's really focused on PPE and membership safety, I think, is the big push for the budget itself. I personally would recommend the third option, then we can pass it to Kathy to just check that the budget does actually balance. I'm going to make a motion that we accept the third option unless anybody has any further questions.
Go
ahead, Henry.
I noticed that we're not on the income side, we're not anticipating a DDA income yet. And I noticed that on the third option, we have a $5,000 contingency. Would it be fair to say that the DDA, although not a certainty, is most likely we'll get that that reimbursement again? Would it be fair to say we use the $5,000 we show right now under contingency to reserve for, like, you know, add that to membership incentive and maybe put the DDA income then as a contingency when it happens?
Henry?
Derek.
So I'm reluctant to budget in the DDA contribution. I would say that we probably have a 70% chance of receiving that. I would expect it to occur, but I'm leery of budgeting that. I don't have any issue with a desire to increase incentives, but I do think we have to have contingency in case some particular thing, say vehicle maintenance, goes over budget. And then Ian, since I'm running my mouth, just some perspective on the vehicle replacement plan. My recommendation will be that when we finish 2020, that any unspent monies will then be converted into that capital reserve fund, which currently I think has $25,000. And I believe that we have $24,000 and change existing in grant reserve, and that we could use those towards the LifePAC grant. But I'm on board with you guys, wait until the beginning of the year to do that EMS grant. But just that point being that we can accomplish the VRP goals by moving on any unspent funds end of year into capital reserve.
Okay.
Makes sense.
Yeah, I didn't know that you would have put the DDA income at 70%. I would have thought that'd be higher, but in that case, I think I'm actually in favor of leaving a contingency and not putting that money in already.
Yeah.
So Henry, I think the answer.
Sorry, I think I've got a meeting with them on Friday, which I forgot to inform you of.
Okay.
We have a meeting with them. And they want to discuss that there.
Okay.
So I'll follow up on that one.
Plus, Ian, I'm pretty sure the DDA funding is also going to be somewhat affected by, you know, the reduced business and COVID and all that. So it may not be as much as we thought it would be.
Yeah, I'm almost positive that would be the case. It's kind of why I left it out. So we weren't relying on it as part of the budget itself.
I mean,
I didn't know that.
I think with that conversation, I'm in favor of option three on our 2021 budget as well.
Okay.
Yeah, I just have a question on the Cascade unit. What our plan is for that?
Todd, so
yeah, sure.
I know the name. I know the name of the guy that's supposed to be able to service that, and. Okay. So one of the issues is some concern about the carbon monoxide monitoring system. That unit pulls air directly from the outside of the building, so I don't actually know how we would have a carbon monoxide problem, but it would be my goal to create comfort and to try and get that replaced. I don't know of the other issues. That hasn't been presented to me. But what I do know is that they wanted us to run that thing like an hour a week when we bought it 20 years ago. And so the number of hours on the machine is actually really low comparatively. I do know that there's a door issue on that, and I'd be more than willing to troubleshoot that. I know the Cascade unit itself would be pretty pricey to replace. And if there's a fault in the existing budget, is that we haven't put any money directly towards grant match. And so while we have some line items regarding various PPE things, we didn't really allow us room for, as example, a request for a Cascade Fill grant where we would have money to match that.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
What do you think the likelihood of repairing the present system is, Chief?
I would think 90%.
Okay.
And
not terribly pricey repair?
That's correct.
Cool.
And then again, if we get DDA funds, then the world's wide open on how we use that, as far as not how we use that, but that equivalent funding for grant match or however we do it.
Yeah, do we have a line item just for equipment, just basic equipment repair that's not really specifically targeted?
We do have fire.
Go ahead.
Fire equipment repair and maintenance. Ian, if you can roll towards that, okay. But it's not a great number.
Yeah. Okay. Can I just say, Board, we need to jump off into the special executive session.
Okay.
And suspend this meeting for the moment. So can I just make the motion that we suspend this meeting temporarily so we can go to special executive session? I mean, pursuant to the Colorado Revised Statutes, Title 24, Article 6, Section 482, Subsection 4B, to go into executive session to take legal advice from our attorney. Do I have a second?
Second.
Awesome.
And whoever wasn't seconding, so I couldn't say because there's a couple of you there. Right?
Yes.
And Henry?
Yes.
Yep.
I anticipate this meeting taking about 30 minutes, so we should be back about 8:30.
All right. You're on the other side.
And I apologize for the interruption.
No